Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we're so glad in it. We're grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be here this morning. This is an awesome day to be alive. Today is Monday, the 27th day of January 2020. I almost said 2019, but God is in this place. He's in us now. He's taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in Him. So this morning we're going to get started. I'm going to ask Apostle Horsley if you are available to get us started in prayer this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Vision, oh Lord God, for dwelling together in love and in harmony, oh Lord
Lord God, like the days of Courtney, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Things are going rapid, Lord God. The drive-by shooting, Lord God, the senseless murder, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You told us, Lord God, that we would humble ourselves and pray, oh Lord God, and turn from our wicked ways, oh Lord God. Then you hear from heaven, oh Lord God, and heal the land, oh Lord God. God, the land certainly need healing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we come to worship you and to praise you in the beauty of holiness, oh Lord God. We come to thank you, oh Lord God, for hearing our cry, oh Lord God, and attending all to our prayers, oh Lord God. Lord God, from the ends of the earth, oh Lord God, we cry out to thee, oh Lord God. Our heart is overwhelmed, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, when we look, oh Lord God, at the destruction, oh Lord God, the walls and the rumors of war, Lord God, and say, oh Lord God, at this time is that we're standing at the door, oh Lord God, but the end is not here, Lord God. A little bit more time, oh Lord God. Those, oh Lord God, change the hearts of men, oh Lord God. Put forth thy hand, oh Lord God. Give them space in their mind, oh Lord God, to think things through, God. Hey, cool, yes, sir, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Especially, Lord God, before it's everlasting, too late, oh Lord God. God, show yourself strong today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. As we go down the road, oh Lord God, and continuously bless, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Looking for you to move by your spirit today, oh Lord God, and by your power, God. Hallelujah, in a special way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for you remind us of the small things, oh God, in life, oh Lord God, to give that name the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for people that you have put in our path, oh Lord God, that we may give them, hallelujah, God, a word, oh Lord God, a word of encouragement, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, there are many prayer requests that were made, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We need you, Lord God, like never before, Lord God, to show yourself strong, oh Lord God, to move things around in lives, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, even the woman whose car got stolen, oh Lord God, needed for her children to get around, and oh Lord God, if you would look upon the situation, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for pastors and ministers and missionaries, oh Lord God, and lay persons, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you will begin to bless them, oh Lord God, and begin to touch their minds, oh Lord God, and to give them some that need more compassion, oh Lord God, for their congregation, oh Lord God, and for people that they minister, oh Lord God, that you would strengthen up the integrity of your ministers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, as we
praise the Lord. It appears that Apostle Horace Lee's phone has dropped, and we will continue to pray this morning. We're grateful for everyone here today on this Monday, the 27th day of January 2020. Here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, hallelujah, we just go ahead and just stay in prayer this morning. Hallelujah, Lord, we just thank you so much for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. We thank you for just taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in you, Lord. It's in you we live, move, and have our being, oh God. There is nothing better than knowing you, Father. It is good to know that we are in your will each and every day, oh God. We strive to do your will, Father. We know, Father, today that there is nothing better than just living for you, God. We know it's your will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance, oh Father. And so this morning, we pray for the lost, oh God. We pray for the dying, oh God. We pray for those who are lost and dying in their sin, oh God. We pray that many more would come to the kingdom. We pray for those who even came on yesterday, who made a decision to receive Jesus as Savior, to receive Jesus as their Lord. We know, Father, that many are called, but few are chosen, oh God. And we're glad today that we have been chosen by you, Lord. And we're looking to you, Father, to keep us strengthened, oh God, as we look to the hills from whence cometh our help. We know our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I say, Lord, heal today, oh God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise, oh God. We are grateful, Lord, today because We know that without you, we are nothing. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail, tossed to and fro on the sea, O God. But, Lord, with you, O God, we have strength, Lord. With you, Lord, we have hope, O God. There's hope in you, Father. We are glad today, O God, because we are able to pray and intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge, O God. We're grateful, Lord, today, because without you, Father, we don't know where we would be, but as we have come, Lord, we're able to let others know about Jesus and his love, O God. We're grateful, Lord, today, because without you, Father, we could not do anything, O God. But with you, Lord, we're able to just be in the gap, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge for many others, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify your name, O God. In the name of Jesus, we just say hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. Those, oh God, who are out there who are in the depths of despair, and we're glad today, oh God, because of your love, oh God, and your grace and your mercy, oh God. You're making divine appointments, oh God, so that someone can speak to somebody else out there, oh God, who has lost hope as far as living, oh God. Many are in a suicidal state, and I bind up that demon right now, the demon of suicide in the name of Jesus, that demon of murder, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, we just praise your name, oh God, because you are drawing people even to yourself, Lord, and you're giving them an extra hope this morning, oh God. You're giving them some joy in their spirits, oh God. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. With joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation, oh God. So we lose the spirit of joy this morning, oh God, where it seems like there's no more hope in the lives of the people, oh God. You're giving hope this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify your name, God, because you are the God of the universe. You're the all-coming King. You're everywhere, oh God, and you can do anything but fail, God. We thank you, Lord, today that there's no failure in you, oh God. So we're thanking you, Father, for the teenagers who are coming to the kingdom this morning, oh God, the older people who are coming, oh God, the elderly who are coming, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because it is time, oh God, for people to come, Lord, and not play around, oh God. We're believing, oh God, that even now the backslider is returning, those, oh God, who became prodigal sons and daughters, oh God, they're returning to the fold today, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, draw, Lord Jesus, that they will come, Lord, with the spirit of just loving you, oh God, and doing your will, God, preparing for eternity, oh God. Eternity is such a long time, oh God, and Lord, we want people to be ready, oh God, to make that decision, oh God, make that decision for you in this day, in this hour, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And Father, this morning, I want to pray for those who are sick in their hospital beds this morning, oh God. Some have a fever, God, and can't get up, oh God. Some have been in the hospital for many months, oh God, and some of the doctors don't know what's going on in their bodies, oh God. They're doing all kinds of tests, Lord. I pray, God, today for revelation knowledge this morning, oh God, to reveal, oh God, what needs to happen, oh God, in these bodies, oh God. In the course, sheet, I'm a quarter to the sheet, healing spirit, take over right now. Healing spirit, move right now. Healing spirit, deliver right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. You said by your stripes we are healed, oh God. So we thank you for healing this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, healing is the children's bread, oh God. And we are believing, oh God, that as we ask, we shall receive. As we seek, we shall find. As we knock, the door shall be open, Lord. And Lord, you spoke in your word that, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth, oh God. So those who have sicknesses and diseases, oh God, I decree and declare healing this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there's high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, there's scoliosis and multiple sclerosis, oh God, that needs to be healed, arthritic conditions. I decree and declare that the joints shall no longer be swollen, oh God, that there will not be pain in the joints, oh God, as you heal the joints of those who have arthritis this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who have had kidney failure, oh God, you can heal those kidneys 60s, oh God. Somebody needs a spleen replaced, oh God. I decree replacement this morning in the name of Jesus. Let the healing take place this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who may have colds and flu, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you can heal those bodies, oh God. Those, oh God, who have the corona disease, oh God, many out there, oh God, are suffering right now. There are many who are dying, oh God. I pray, Father, today that you heal, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Stop the spread of that disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Oh, yes, Jesus. I pray, Father, today that you're healing little babies who were born prematurely, oh God, in the hospital room, oh God, and the mom and the dad are distressed today, oh God, because the baby may not be breathing normally, oh God. I thank you, Father, today that you bring back that breath in that baby's body, oh God, to make it right, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name, oh God. Heart trouble, oh God, this morning. I decree and declare that you heal the heart today, oh God. Heart that is not pumping properly, oh God. There may be a clogged artery in somebody's heart, Lord, and I know, God, today that you can heal and deliver this morning. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, God. I glorify your name, God. Lord, you said, is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, oh God, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, oh Lord, and the Lord shall raise him up, oh God. So I thank you, Lord, today that you raise up those who have been sick, oh God, and if they have committed sins, oh God, they shall be forgiven, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, you say, confess your faults one to another, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God, and we shall pray one for another, oh God, that we may be healed, oh God. So we're praying, oh God, that we shall be healed this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who are suffering from mental conditions, the bipolar conditions, oh God, schizophrenic conditions, oh God, those who may have Alzheimer's, Lord, I decree and declare that you healed the brain this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, there are those who are suffering from all different kinds of cancer, oh God, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph node, lung cancer, oh God, breast cancer, Lord. Lord, there are those who have skin cancer, those who have blood cancer, oh God. There are also those, oh God, who have those, oh God, who have cancer in the prostate, oh God. So I pray, Father, today for deliverance this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, you told us what things soever we pray, that we desire, oh God, when we pray, oh God, we shall have them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we believe, oh God, that these things are coming to pass, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, today for each and every person, oh God, no matter what is going on in the body, oh God, that you heal, that you deliver, that you set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. Those, oh God, who have had a stroke, Lord, their brain was not functioning normally, oh God, but I pray, God, today that you fix that brain, oh God, you fix the body, oh God, so that they can begin to walk the way they should, oh God. They will be able to talk normally, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, those who have lost loved ones, oh God, many people, oh God, have lost family members, oh God, and I pray that you heal their hurt and the pain, oh God, that you comfort them in this hour, oh God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to be absent in the body is to be with the Lord if they were in you, God. So we pray for those, oh God, who are still on this earth realm, oh God, if they don't know you as their Savior, oh God, that they will get right with you, oh God, and do it today, oh God, before it's forever lasting too late, oh God, because tomorrow is not promised, oh God. We thank you, Father, today for bringing about change in the families today, oh God. Those who have been resistant to you, God, that you open up their hearts this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as you bring about healing and deliverance in this hour, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you're doing a work, Lord. You're doing a great thing this day, God. We appreciate you, God, for what you're doing for healing, for bringing about change, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Somebody may have fallen and hurt themselves, maybe bruised their knees, oh God, or hurt their hand, God. I thank you, Lord, today for healing, healing that body today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, praise your name, God. And Lord, today as I go to serve on jury duty, God, I pray that it would not be a long, drawn-out process, oh God. I pray, God, today that you would give us wisdom, oh God, and whatever it is that we need to rule on this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. I glorify your name, oh God, because you're the one, oh God, who knows everything, oh God. And I pray, God, today that you go with us in that room, oh God, where we will go, Father, for whatever trial we will have to sit for. In the name of Jesus, my God. And I pray for those who are incarcerated this morning, oh God. Many of our family members are incarcerated. Friends and neighbors have been incarcerated. Some of them are in there and have not committed any crime, Lord. I pray, God, today for justice for them today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And those who are in there for crimes they have committed, oh God, I pray that they will repent, Lord, that they will be sorry for what they have done, oh God, and come out, oh God, and do what is right in your sight, oh God, that they will become those men and women of God who will do your will, Father. And while they're there, Lord, they can preach the gospel as they come to know you, Father. They can tell others about Jesus and his love, oh God. So, Father, this morning I thank you, Father, for the judges to do the right thing, oh God, to rule properly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, I pray this for the United States of America, Lord. We need your help in this United States of America. There is so much going on, oh God, that is not of you, Lord. There are all kinds of things that are not done properly, oh God. There are things, oh God, that are being done, oh God, behind the scenes, oh God, undercover, Lord. We pray, God, today that you will expose those, oh God, who are harming our children, oh God, that sex trafficking, oh God, that you will continue to reveal those, oh God, who are taking our children and putting them in slaves, oh God, as sex slaves, God. We pray, Father, today for deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, many children are out there, oh God, very young, Lord, and just are in a very bad way, oh God, don't want to live, God, because of what they're being subjected to, oh God. I pray for these men and women who are taking these kids, oh God, and even adults, oh God, and enslaving them, Lord, that they will be caught, Lord, that they will be revealed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh yes, Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, that they will no longer be able to hide and do those evil things to these children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for revelation today, that they shall be revealed, oh God, and brought to justice before it's too late, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, before those children will just give up on life, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, today for deliverance this morning. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, God. I bless your name, God. Lord, I glorify you today, oh God. And Lord, I pray, Father, today for the elderly who are in these nursing homes, oh God, those who are being mistreated, oh God. I pray, Father, today that they will have better conditions, Lord, and that these people, oh God, who are supposed to take care of them, oh God, will do what is right by these elderly people, oh God, who have had to go to these nursing homes, oh God. I pray, Father, today for relief this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heal these people, oh God, who are there, Father, feeling stressed out, oh God, because they're not being fed right, oh God, not being cleaned properly, oh God. I pray, Father, today for deliverance in these nursing homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will take care of those men and women who are there, Lord, because they are not able to take care of their own selves, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, today that you give them strength, oh God. Even now, God, you can bring some of them out of those nursing homes so that they can go back home and do what they need to do at home by themselves, God. So I praise you, God, today for the strength of your word, oh God, and how your word is so rich and it is so beautiful, God. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, glory to God. We're thanking God this morning for each and every person who has joined us, and we are grateful for all the love that we receive here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, the unity here in the body. So this morning what we're going to do, we're going to open the lines and see who's here, and if you have a testimony or a prayer request or something you want to share this morning, we're going to give you opportunity to do that this morning. Amen.
Well, we thank God, Pastor. We thank God for being here. Hallelujah, God. We're sorry that the call dropped. Hallelujah, God. Just want to thank God. Hallelujah, God. I just want to say this here. Hallelujah, God. I thank God for being able to talk to people in the time of need. Hallelujah, to God. And that God be bringing us out. I thank God that for the job. Hallelujah, to God. I thank God for the trick bag that came through. Hallelujah to God. It made it possible for me to change to the other job that told me it would take 30 days for it to come, but it came over the weekend. Hallelujah to God. And that way I have a choice, hallelujah, to battling marriages, hallelujah to God, getting the testimonies now, hallelujah to God. So the prayer is going on. But I thank God for the one according to Dekai. I saw here on the line, because as I was praising, I put the phone in the pocket that I parked in the car. But when I got back on the line, I thank God for the text that I, you know, that had dropped. We were praying along the same lines, hallelujah, and we were in that prayer and abuse. So I thank God for moving by his spirit and by his power. I just thank God for that. I want to pray for Deacon Henderson. He's in the hospital. He got 2-3 blockages in his heart. He's supposed to operate this morning. Don't know what time it is, but we're going to work on one and the other one. We thank God for everyone here. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. And what's his name again? Deacon who?
Henderson. Henderson.
Henderson. Okay.
Devin.
All right.
Good morning. Okay. This is good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking for prayer for my shoulder and my head.
Your shoulder and your head?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. We'll be praying for that. Amen. Anybody else?
Yvonne Lester. I just want to keep prayer for the Lester family. Fitness in the last family.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Sister Jean. I want to thank God for protecting me from a serious fall that I had in my apartment on Saturday evening. Right now, I am still hurting from that fall on my back and my whole body. So I want to thank God because it could have been a whole lot more serious than what it turned out to be. And rest in peace,
Amen.
Kobe Bryant. Amen. God
yeah.
bless.
Amen. Amen. All right. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and do these prayers. And Deacon Henderson's heart needs to be healed. Sister Linda's shoulder and her head. We want to pray for Sister Jeannie. She fell on her back and her body is in pain. So we're going to pray for the healing right now. So let's come together and pray right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you today because you are the healer. You said, Lord, that you are the Lord of healing, oh God.
Healing.
So we thank you for healing this
healing
morning, oh God.
In the name
of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless your name,
oh
God.
Come
together, oh God, in unity, oh God. Believe in God in all things. When we believe, oh God. Yes, Lord, in the mind of God. Thank you, Lord, today for you to be good help for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for just being in our body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Every part of our body. We thank you, Lord, today that it's being healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh, Lord, we pray that you remove any swelling, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, God, that our backs have been completely healed, oh God, and every part of our body that is not feeling right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, today for Sister Linda's shoulder, oh God. We pray for her head, Lord, that you touch and heal and deliver her in this hour, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, bring about the healing that she needs and desires, Lord, by your stripes. You said that we are healed. We're believing today. You said, ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be open. So we thank you, Lord, today for the open door of healing in this hour, Lord. And Brother Henderson, oh God, we pray for him, Lord, as he is in the hospital and whatever the doctors need to do, we thank you that you heal his body, Lord, and help him to know that you're there for him, God, and that all things are possible right now as we believe. So we thank you, Lord, today for these healings that are taking place in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we're going to pray for Sister Yvonne's family, the Lester family, and all of our families. Let's just pray for them. And then also Kobe Bryant's family, each and every one. We know Pastor Sims, who is his aunt. We used to be on a prayer line with her years ago. And we're going to pray for her and that family who lost their, and everybody else who was on that plane. There were several other people on that plane and they lost their lives. So we're going to pray this morning for healing of the families and also for our families as they need salvation, and many of us need to be healed in our families. Amen. So let's pray.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Yvonne's family, oh God, the Lester family, oh God. You just want us to call out their names, oh God. We know, Father, today we don't know individually who they are, God, but you know who they are. So we pray, God, today for unity of the body, unity of the family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God. We know, God, today that you're healing and delivering and setting these families free, God. Each and every family represented here at prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries. We know, God, today that we are the circle of friends. And we know, Father, today that as we are friends, oh God, that you are the friend that's closer than a brother. So you bring about healing of hurts and pains in these families, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, salvation coming to these families, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray for Kobe Bryant's family, oh God, each one, oh God, who is in pain, his wife, Lord, all the children who were left behind, God, all the relatives, oh God, who are mourning, oh God, and just people all over the world who knew him, God. Many are very sad today, oh God, but we pray, Father, today for those who are still here, that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, because we know that you're coming back for your church without a spot or wrinkle, Lord, and we want others to be ready when you come back. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God, you're good, and you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, so right now, let me, we're going to just read the scripture of the week. And we know that God has just blessed us to be here and to know that salvation is so key. Salvation is so important. And we know that at some point we were out there in our sin. We were out there running around doing things. Some of us may not have been doing what others were doing, but we were not saved. And so we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity. So everybody, whoever is in this earth realm, has to come and ask Jesus for forgiveness and come and repent and ask God to come into their lives. Nobody is automatically put into the kingdom, as far as what I understand the word to tell us. We all have to come and ask for forgiveness. So this morning, the word of God tells us, it is God's will that all would be saved. It is God's will that all should be saved. So in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so this reminds me that God has made a promise, you know, that we could receive Jesus as our Savior. He sent Jesus to this earth realm. You know, Jesus could have stayed in heaven. He could have stayed up there and decided he didn't want to come to this earth. But he knew that there was a need for him to become the sacrificial lamb, because men were doing sinful things, and then they would burn these things on the altar, the bulls, the doves, whatever what they were doing. They would put something on the altar to sacrifice for their sins. So I remember my mother used to tell us that it just became like a stench in the nostrils of God. I mean, the way she explained it was just so powerful. But just to know that Jesus came, he became that sacrificial lamb, so we don't have to put anything else on the altar as far as doves and bulls and animals to atone for our sins. Jesus did that once for every one of us. And so we're grateful for that. And so God has made it possible that anybody, no matter where we live in this earth, we could be in China, we could be in Africa, we could be somewhere in South America, we could be in Antarctica, any place in this world. We could be on the ocean somewhere, maybe raised in a valley somewhere in the world. Wherever a person is, God is there, and they have the opportunity to receive Jesus as Savior. Now, mind you, the Lord has put people in place to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he wants us to continue to do that. And so we know that he
wants many more people to come. And we also know that it's his will that nobody should perish. But we also know that people have a choice. God does not force people to receive him as Savior. He doesn't tell them, well, you must come, or I'm going to make you do this. We all have a mind. We all have a decision-making mechanism in our lives that we have to use in order to come to Jesus Christ. And so we are glad that God is long-suffering. He is patient. You know, when we were out there in our sin, I mean, he could have just allowed us to be taken out before we received Jesus as Savior. Many people have had opportunities. We have had people come to the church. And many times I remember when we were younger, the church I attended, people would come to the church and they would get saved. And then the next thing you know, they were back out there doing sinful things. And people still do that in this day and age. We don't know why people do that, but, well, we do know that the enemy is out there. Yes, he's out there and he's tugging on people's hearts and he wants people to do sinful things so that they can be in his kingdom. There's a tug going on because he wants people to live for him so that they can go to hell and not receive Jesus as Savior, or not prepare for their heavenly home, not stay faithful to the cause of Christ. You know, it's God who, even when I was in my sin and I received Jesus as Savior and then I was gone, it was right away, almost soon after I received Jesus as Savior, I went back into the world and I was gone for 15 years. I was not in the kingdom of God for 15 long years. But somebody was praying for me, and that's one reason why we come here, and that's one reason why we pray, because prayer is important, because when we cover people in prayer, God can protect a person from things, dangers seen and unseen. You know, we pray that prayer often, and many times people are in places, as I was, that I could have been killed, I could have been dead and in my grave, and the Lord was patient with me. We know that at some point, you know, we don't want to just stay out there just because he's patient, because we don't know when we will leave this earth realm. Just like yesterday, prime example, Kobe Bryant and his family, friends and family were in the plane, in the helicopter, and it went down. They didn't know that they were going to die yesterday. So we, as a body of Christ, we don't know. We could lay down tonight and not wake up in the morning. And so we have to tell others, you know, come on into the kingdom before it's too late. Don't stay out there in your sin. Don't continue to be where the enemy is using you for whatever you are doing in his kingdom. Come on into the kingdom. Live a Christian life. We can enjoy life as we're here as Christians. We don't have to be out there drinking and drugging and just doing things that are against the will of God, out there fornicating, in adultery, lying, cheating, all kinds of sinful things. There are things that the devil wants people to do so that they can end up in hell. But we want people to come to Jesus Christ. We want people to receive Jesus as Savior. We want people to understand that after this life that we're in, there's another life. There's a life in eternity. There is a life. It's not, we're not going to be in this normal, these mortal bodies that we're in, but there is an eternal place that we will be in. The Lord says that we will change to immortal beings, and we want to prepare so that when that time comes, that we will be in a place with our Lord, that we will praise him forevermore. We will dance and shout and do all the things that they do in the heavens when we leave this earth realm. But there has to be a time of preparation. There has to be a time of receiving Jesus as Savior. So God's will is that nobody would go into the hellish place. God's will is that many people will come and begin to serve him. We know that it is time. We see the sign of the times. We see that many things that the Lord spoke of in his word that is coming to pass right now, many things that are happening in this earth realm is what God spoke in his word would happen. So we're not going to be dismayed. And so the Lord says in Matthew chapter 9 and 13, he says, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And so we saw how a few weeks ago, in the last few weeks, that Jesus sat with the sinners. He was in the place where sinners were so that he could help to heal them. He said that those who are in the hospital need to be healed. And so we have to go where the people are. And there are people who have various excuses as to why they have not received Jesus as Savior. Many people come to the church and they see people in the church doing things that are sinful. And so they talk about, well, there are too many hypocrites in the church. Well, so what? That has nothing to do with your life, because if you see a hypocrite in the church, you need to be praying for that person. You need to get your life right with God, because everybody has to answer to the Lord no matter who we are, we have to individually. We cannot go and say, my mother was saved, so I'm going to ride on her coattails. My grandmother was saved, so I'm going to ride on her coattails. We cannot do that. Everybody has to come before the judgment seat of Christ and answer to every deed that is in their bodies, whether it's good or evil. And so the Lord tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And so we realize that we have to come to Jesus Christ and tell others about Jesus Christ. And we know that we have to stand before that judgment seat, and every tongue is going to have to confess God at some point. Yes, we know that the word tells us so many different things. And so there are those who may be boasting about how wonderful they are and that they can do this and they can do that. The devil has people trapped in their foolishness. And then we have these people out there who are in the witchcraft spirit, the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards. They're putting spells on people. And so we have to pray that God will break those spells so that the people can come, and even pray for the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards so that they can come to Jesus Christ and receive Jesus as their Savior too. You know, there have been many people who have been serving in the place of darkness, and they have come to Jesus Christ, and they're now serving very well. There are those who were serving Satan, and they're now serving God. And so we're glad for that. And so we have to pray that people will renounce and denounce those things that they have been doing in the past. And so we are grateful today for the word of God here in 2 Peter 3 and 9, because God doesn't want anybody to perish. He doesn't want people to just be out there struggling and just wandering around in their sin. God wants everybody to come to Jesus Christ, and so to come and receive Jesus as their Savior. And so there are things that people may be saying, well, you know, I got to, and I remember this one lady, I was talking to her about receiving Jesus, and she said she had been saved once, and she said she doesn't believe that God really cares about her and that all the things that she's done, that God cannot forgive her. But the Lord says that we can come and ask for forgiveness no matter what we've done, except that we blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And so, you know, people who feel like that they've been so bad in their lives and they've done so many awful things, that has nothing to do with coming to Jesus Christ. The devil has people's minds tricked. He likes to trick people and make them think that they cannot come to Jesus Christ, but they can. They can come and ask God to forgive them. And there are people out there who feel like, well, I got to go this, I got to take care of this, I got to get my life right. Well, no, you don't need to get your life right before you come to Jesus Christ. You just need to come and ask. It's like going fishing. You know, when you go fishing, the fish that's in the water doesn't clean itself before you pull it out of the water. It's not going to clean itself up and gut itself before you catch it. You have to catch that fish, and then you have to cut it up, you know, pull the guts out and do all the things that you need to do. That's what God does with us. He cleans us up once we come to Jesus Christ, once we submit to his will. So the enemy has people fooled, and he has people tricked. Well, I can't come yet because I got to do this, I got to do that. Many people feel like they need to go and do certain things. They haven't finished sinning yet. But while they're out there in their sin, it could be the day, you know, somebody could be talking to someone today about Jesus. Somebody might be on a bus stop and they're talking to someone about Jesus and asking them, do they want to be saved? And the person on the bus stop says, well, I'm not ready yet. Maybe tomorrow I'll do it. Well, they may end up dying before they get home that night. We don't know how God is going to take us, or when he's going to take us away from this earth realm. So we have to impress upon people that now is the time to receive Jesus. The day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Come into the kingdom today. Repent and be baptized and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. That is what we need to put out there in the atmosphere, because God wants people to come. God doesn't want people making excuses for not receiving him as their Savior. We know that the Lord is so good, and he is so kind. And even in the book of John chapter 3, 16 and 17, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And it's through Jesus Christ that we are saved. It is through Jesus Christ that people are able to come into the kingdom. So we're grateful today for the word of God, because he tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, you know, many people think, well, we're out there with sinning, and sometimes the sin that you're in, some of the things that people are doing causes them to be killed. You know, like people being in adultery, they're messing around with somebody's husband or wife, and that husband or wife may find out and may kill that person. That's the wages of sin. Because of you were doing that sinful thing, that is the reason why that you lost your life. So not living in a sinful state is the best way to live your life. Coming to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for what Jesus did in coming to the kingdom, coming to the earth and becoming that sacrificial lamb. So we're glad today for that. And the Lord tells us, I'm going to just read this other scripture in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. It says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. It says adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So if we're out there doing that kind of stuff, doing these things that God said is not proper, then we're not going to make it into the heaven. And it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars to have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. And so we don't want people burning in that lake of fire and brimstone. When you're in there, once you get there, you will not be able to come out of there. Well, you have to make that determination before you leave this earth realm that you want to be saved. And so we have to share that with people who are out there. We have to share that with our families. And mind you, many of our family members have heard from us. They have heard from us time and time again. They're those who get in trouble. And many times, I remember one of my sisters years ago, she had gotten into some trouble, and I had a conversation with her and led her to Jesus Christ. And after that trouble was over, she fell right back into the trap of Satan. She went back to doing just exactly what she wanted to do. So sometimes people come and they receive Jesus because of the trouble they're in, and they want to get out of the trouble, and then they go right back into the sinful state because the enemy, yes, he's busy. So we have to continue to pray. We have to continue to do our fasting. You know, many times we have to fast for people so that they will come out of their sin, because we don't know when they're going to be taken away. We continue to pray for those family members who are in their sin, those who are trapped by Satan. The devil is so busy doing his job, and we as saints of God have to be busy doing our job by standing in the gap, making up the hedge, and interceding on behalf of the lost, because we don't want people to be out there not receiving what they need from Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord this morning for the spirit of salvation. So we loose that this morning in Jesus' name. So Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray once again, Father, for the lost, the dying, oh God, those who are trapped in their sin, Lord, I pray, Father, this morning that you help those, oh God, who are not serving you, oh God, to come to Jesus Christ, Lord. Many of us have prayed for our family members for years, oh God, and we will continue to pray. You said to pray without ceasing, oh God. I decree this morning that you are taking the darkness from around their eyes, oh God, that so they will see the light of Jesus Christ. I decree that you are taking away the stony hearts, oh God, and giving them hearts of flesh. I thank you, Father, today for many souls are coming in right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, those who came on yesterday, those who came over the weekend as people were out witnessing, oh God, I thank you, Lord, today for those souls who received Jesus as their Savior. I pray for the evangelists, the preachers, the teachers, the disciples, oh God, who are out there witnessing for you, oh God. Everyone, oh God, who goes out to be a witness, oh God, I thank you, Father, today that you help them, oh God, to just be anointed by you, oh God, because it's the anointing that destroys the yokes and bondages, oh God. So we decree and declare that we are anointed as we go out to win the lost, oh God. Lord, as we go throughout this day, the opportunities that you give us, oh God, to say a word for Jesus Christ, oh God, give us boldness, oh God, that we will be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Marco la Sheta Miki da 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 show to my kida na gola. Eda da 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 sheet to my cool da 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 sheet to my kita. My God, my God. Thank you, Father, today that the dry bones will begin to live again through you, O God, through the anointing, O God, through the drawing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray for households, O God, that they will become those, O God, the households of faith, O God, that they will be able to teach one another, O God. They will be able to share the gospel with one another, O God. The families, O God, will become households of faith, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, the husbands and the wives will submit to you, O God. The children will submit to you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there's some children who are saved, O God, who will be able to speak and win the lost for Christ, their parents, O God. In the name of Jesus, by the change in their lives, O God, we thank you, Father, today for that. We thank you, Lord, today for the youth, oh God, who are coming to you, God, before it's for everlasting too, oh God, too late, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will not wait until they're old and don't have any more pleasure in their lives, oh God, but they will serve you, Lord, through their young years, oh God, to the middle age years, oh God, to their elderly years, oh God, that they will stay strong in you, oh God, in the power of your might, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will be transformed by the renewing of their minds, oh God, that they will no longer want to dibble and dabble in sin, oh God, but they will be pure and holy before you, God. We thank you for it this morning, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, for all that you're doing in this hour, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify your name, oh God, because you're doing great things and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. Lord, those who are struggling in the body right now, oh God, those who are feeling sad, oh God, Lord, I pray a special prayer for Maria, Lord. Lord, I pray for her today, oh God, who has lost her desire for you, oh God. I pray, Father, today for covering of her mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, draw her back, Lord, draw her, Lord, that she will come running after you, God, even as a deer panted after the water brook, Lord, let her soul be hungry and thirsty for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and every other young person, oh God, Lord, we pray for the youth once again this morning, my God, oh, yes, Lord Jesus, I pray, God, today that they will come and serve you, Lord. There are many, oh God, who are serving you right now, and the enemy is trying to bring them to a place of dismay, a place of despair. I bind up that spirit of despair and dismay right now in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray and thank you, Lord, today that you even put angels, dispatch angels around them, oh God, to protect them, oh God, from the hand of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, we bless you, God, we say hallelujah, and it is so in Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for everybody who came this morning. We appreciate your time, and we are glad for your witness that as you go out and you witness to other people. We don't know everything that you're doing. We're believing that you are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So as we're leaving today, I decree that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we have on the whole armor of God, and we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we shall resist the devil, and he will flee from us. It's in Jesus' name I say that, and I pray that we will have a beautiful day, and keep me in prayer as I go to this jury duty. Hopefully it won't be all day and won't take up too much of my time. I know that we have a responsibility as citizens, but sometimes it can be a long, drawn-out process. So I just thank you for your prayers. I pray that everybody will just have a lovely day, and I love each and every one of you. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again.
I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.